Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's December 27th, 2013. 4 days until New Year's Eve. In less than a week, we'll be saying 2014. Well, if you've been tuned in all week long for the Monday through Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, you know what's coming up. It'll be my fifth installment of Candlelight Carols, which was celebrating their 59th annual concert. This has been held at the Moody Memorial Church for many years, and the theme for 2013 was This Changes Everything. And they took us back to December 8th of 1941, the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor, and they've had a unique way of telling the Christmas story through setting up a radio drama narration at what they called the Fulton Street Radio Studios. So they did like an in-studio, old-fashioned radio, script-reading, drama presentation, interspersed with live music from four of the Moody touring groups, the Moody Chorale, the Woman's Concert Choir and Handbell, the Men's Collegiate Choir, and the Moody Symphonic Band. So it's been a great week of broadcasts. It was a two-hour concert that I've broken into five parts, and today's the last segment, and we'll pick up right where we left off yesterday. Now, today's edition will include a message by Dr. Paul Nyquist. He's the president of the Moody Bible Institute, and the session will be closed out by Bill Davis, who works with the Moody Broadcasting Network and is helping host this 59th annual Candlelight Carols. So, wonderful week of broadcasts during the program we call Mark and Friends, and so I've greatly enjoyed it. And I hope you've been blessed by all the Christmas music. We'll continue through the end of the year, through next Tuesday night at midnight. So maybe as your pace or schedule slows down some, you can really enjoy Christmas music through the year end. So we'll jump in now with some great God-honoring music from Candlelight Carols, and my prayer is you'll be blessed by what's said, shared, and sung, especially by the message by Dr. Paul Nyquist on trusting and having faith, and that faith being in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Savior of the nations, come. Virgin Son, make here your home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a
Here now is the president of Moody Bible Institute, Dr. Paul Nyquist.
Wow, what a story. Most of us here tonight were not even alive when the attack on Pearl Harbor came 72 years ago today. But we have lived through events that we know have changed the course of history, like the assassination of President Kennedy 50 years ago last month, or the attack on the Twin Towers in New York in 2001. And when those events happen, we know that it changes everything. And we begin to wonder, what's ahead? Where is this world going? Is there any hope? Well, the birth of that baby in Bethlehem truly changed everything. At that moment in time, God himself took on human flesh. And Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life. And then he did what he said he came to do, which was to die for the sins of mankind. And then he rose again from the grave, proving that he was the victorious Messiah. And because that is true, I know that can change everything in your life. And I know that because I know how it's changed my life. You see, the Bible makes it clear that there is both bad news and good news for man. The bad news begins with man, the good news begins with God. And the Bible says, first, the bad news is we're all sinners. It says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we're all sinners, and we fall short of his standard, which is righteous perfection. We all miss that mark. I mean, you might be a better person than me, but I might be a better person than you, but neither of us match up to God's righteous standard. We all miss the mark. For instance, let's say you and I went outside, we took a baseball, and when we tried to hit Wrigley Field from here, you might have a better arm than me, I might have a better arm than you, but neither one of us is going to hit Wrigley. We're going to fall short. The Bible says that's what's true of each one of us. We're all sinners, and we all fall short of God's standard. That's bad news. But the bad news gets worse because the Bible also says that what we deserve as a result of being sinners is death. It says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And wages are what you earn. They're what you deserve as a result of your labor. I never forget my very first job, official job at age 14, when I was hired to be a detasseler on a popcorn farm in the middle of Nebraska. And I earned the royal sum of a dollar and a nickel an hour. And I'll never forget how proud I was of that first paycheck I got, because that's what I earned. The Bible says what we have earned as a result of being sinners is death. Not just physical death, but also spiritual death. Eternal separation from God. And I think you'd agree with me, that's bad news. But fortunately, the Bible also gives us good news. And the good news is that Christ died for our sins. It says in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And when it says he died for us, that means he died in our place. He died as our substitute. He died so we wouldn't have to die. A number of years ago, my favorite uncle died of cancer. I'd spend a week up on his farm every summer, and he's the one who taught me how to drive a tractor, how to ride a horse, how to water ski. He was my favorite uncle. But he died of colon cancer, just like his mother before him and just like his sister after him. But let's say before he died that I went in and talked to his doctor, and I said, listen, I want you to take my good cells and place them in his body, and I want you to take his cancer cells and place them in my body. Now, obviously, you can't do that, but if you could, what would have happened to him? He would live. And what would happen to me? I would die. I would die in his place. And friends, that's what Christ has done for us. He died in our place. We're the ones who deserve to die. We're the sinners. But Christ died so we wouldn't have to die. And because that's true, the Bible gladly declares to us that we can now be saved through faith. It says in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not a result of works, that no one should boast." So we're saved through faith. And faith is something we all exercise every single day. My younger brother is a commercial airline pilot. And he told me once in his 30 years or so of flying that as people are getting on the plane, he's never had anyone come into the plane and take a left, come into the cockpit and ask to see his credentials. Instead, they've always taken a right, gone back into their seat, buckled in for the flight, trusting and having faith that he is who he said he is, that he's a pilot, and that he can take them where they want to go. And that he's not going to kill them at the end of the runway. Faith in Christ is the same thing. It means you're believing that he is who he said he is, that he's God, and that he can take you where you want to go, which is heaven. I know of in a crowd this size, there's some that are here tonight that know that this is what they want. That you want to put your trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You've never done that before, and you know this is what you've been looking for. And if so, then just express it to God. Tell that to God. Say something like, "God, I know I'm a sinner. I know that. And I know there's nothing I could do to ever gain eternal life. But I believe Christ died on the cross for my sins. I believe that. So right now I'm putting my trust in Christ alone as my Savior. And thank you for the eternal life I now possess." You might say, "Is it that simple?" Oh yes, it's that simple. And if you've never put your trust in Jesus Christ, I urge you, I beg you to do that. You can do that right where you are. You can do that on the way home. You could even do that before you put your head on your pillow tonight. And if you've never put your trust in Jesus Christ, I beg you, I urge you to do so tonight. Because if you do, you'll find out that this truly changes everything. Well, our ensembles have one last Christmas carol they're going to present to us tonight. But before they do, let me thank you again for coming. And on behalf of all of us at the Moody Bible Institute, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
trust you've enjoyed this special broadcast of the 59th annual presentation of Candlelight Carols. This changes everything. Each year at the Christmas season, the Sacred Music Department of the Moody Bible Institute presents a musical celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. It's our sincere hope that you and your family would know the Christ of Christmas in a real and meaningful way. If you'd like to respond to Dr. Nyquist's invitation to find out more about the Christ child, may we suggest you call this special toll-free number for more information. It's 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Or 1-888-633-3446. This is the year, and now is the time for you to search out and know Jesus. After all, He can change everything. Candlelight Carols 2013 was produced by Ron Dennison, Chris Wheeler, and H.E. Singley of Moody Bible Institute's Sacred Music Department. The This Changes Everything drama was written by Kelly Worrall. Technical direction was provided by Andy Tease. Candlelight Carols was recorded and produced for Moody Radio by Joel Swan. Featured here were students of the Moody Bible Institute presenting the drama This Changes Everything, as well as the four student music groups of the Moody Bible Institute: the Men's Collegiate Choir, under the direction of H.E. Singley; the Women's Concert Choir and Handbells, directed by Betty Ann Liner; the Moody Chorale with Shong Tong Hung; and the Moody Symphonic Band, directed by David Gaker. Beth Nagley was at the organ. This live performance of Candlelight Carols was recorded at the Moody Church in Chicago on December 6th and 7th, 2013, for presentation at this time. On behalf of Moody Radio and the entire Moody Bible Institute family, this is Bill Davis wishing you and your family all the joy of Christmas and a wonderful new year. This broadcast of Candlelight Carols is a production of Moody Radio in Chicago.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's edition of Mark and Friends. This was the fifth part of a two-hour live broadcast called Candlelight Carols. It was their 59th annual concert at the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago. Some past years, Great News Radio has taken a busload up to Chicago to enjoy this presentation live. We haven't done that for a while, but maybe in 2014. We'll see. But it's been a wonderful week-long broadcast. I hope you enjoyed it. All Mark and Friends programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org. If you might consider a donation near year's end, we'd certainly appreciate it and would put it to good use. We are 100% listener-supported, so write to us today at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. You can also call in a donation using a credit card. Our phone number is 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. And for our Indiana listeners, or those maybe listening to our broadcasts on streaming audio or around the country or world on our archived programs link, you can dial 1-888-333-9466. That's 1-888-333-9466. And if you want your tax-deductible gift to be eligible for 2013 tax purposes, make sure it's postmarked by Tuesday night and address the envelope to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. You can also give online by stopping by our website, greatnewsradio.org. And if you have a PayPal account, you can do that simply. Or you can also use your credit card, MasterCard, Visa, and that's at greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and weekend.